Sports Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Details just revealed this morning on trade talks between the U.S. and China. President Trump saying that the United States will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China in a deal that sets tariffs on Chinese goods coming into the U.S. at 55%. The president doubling down on his decision to send the National Guard into Los Angeles against the wishes of state and local officials. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Despite objections from the governor, who says he doesn't need the federal presence and doesn't want them there, the president adamant they're needed to stop what he calls an invasion, speaking to troops at Fort Bragg.
They're stopping an invasion just like you'd stop an invasion.
There are now more U.S. troops in Los Angeles than in Iraq and Syria.
In Los Angeles, a curfew is in effect for another half hour or so in a one-square-mile area of downtown following days of protests against Trump-imposed ICE immigration raids. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The budget battle continues. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Governor Tony Evers is lying when he said Republicans wouldn't agree to meaningful investments in education, childcare, and the UW system. Voss says Republicans are willing to make investments, just not as much as Evers wants. The Evers administration says the governor compromised on tax cuts, expecting compromise from Republicans in return. Democratic State Senator Kel DeRoy said the same in a press conference yesterday before the Joint Finance Committee met.
Things that we've heard over and over for years are what our taxpayers and voters in every corner of the state want funded, namely our kids' education, not just public K-12, although that's important, but also childcare, early childhood education, also the universities of Wisconsin and public higher education. Now, Republicans have made it clear that tax cuts benefiting the wealthiest are their top priority, both here and in Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Republicans had other priorities in the Tuesday meeting of the Joint Finance Committee, including food inspection and safety. Co-chair, Republican State Senator Howard Markline.
In the Division of Animal Health, we're going to be adding three positions in that part of DADCAP. Concern there is that disease outbreaks are becoming more frequent, and we want to be prepared in the event of an outbreak.
Lawmakers also approved money for youth apprenticeship programs, workforce training grants, and for the Wisconsin Historical Society, which is building a new museum on the Capitol Square. Republicans say they're still on schedule to finish the budget by the end of the month. That's the deadline to get it all done and signed, or spending levels for municipalities, schools, and programs will remain the same. But even once they're done, the governor has the power to veto the budget or use Wisconsin's unique line item veto like he's done before. The Joint Finance Committee meets again tomorrow. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers battle back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a victory last night, 4-1, to even their series with the Braves at one game apiece. The rubber match today. The homestand continues tomorrow night when the crew hosts the St. Louis Cardinals. NFL at the Packers minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love was asked for his reaction to the team releasing Jair Alexander.
It's a tough one. You know, it's really tough losing a player Jair's caliber and someone that has been here since I got here. Got nothing but love for Jair. Love my time being able to play with him, play against him every day. You know, he's a guy that made me better going against him. And we talk after practice a good amount just on what he's seeing with me. And, you know, someone who definitely believed in me from the get-go when I got my opportunity.
NBA Finals tonight in Indianapolis. The Pacers and the Thunder tied at one game apiece.
You know, I just got to figure out how to be better earlier in games. We can do a lot better job and see if we can get better, you know, going into game three.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Haliburton from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high of 60. Tomorrow, it will be cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, it'll be this week's edition of Broad Appeal. I'll be talking with Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
It's a manufactured crisis. Let me give you a proof point of that. As we all know well, they illegally and unconstitutionally deployed the National Guard over the objection of the governor, over my objection. And we filed a lawsuit on that. There were 2,000 National Guardsmen deployed, but they cannot operationalize the needs for more than 300 of them, meaning 1,700 of them have not been utilized in any meaningful way.
Go, my governor. Governor Newsom, man, meeting the moment, I gotta say.
He's your boyfriend again?
Yes, okay. He is my. But you know what? We're back to the magical current TV days.
Yeah.
Back to the Gavin Newsom aligning with gay people early on out here in California, leading the way, progressive warrior on Fox News, kicking some ass for Joe and for Kamala. Yeah, a lot of people saying it. They're like, this might be the thing that makes him president. Janice in Sacramento said, dang, I know whose speech is going to be opening tomorrow's show. Like you, I was surprised and angry when Newsom threw trans people under the bus and started normalizing douche bros. Not acceptable. But on this, he's absolutely on point. He called out fascism and also said Trump is weak. Plus, it's obvious he is not one bit scared, and that's the best of all. Yep. Like a very wise and beautiful person often reminds us.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Courage is contagious. Let's go, California. This is goes from ridiculous to more ridiculous every day. I don't know if you're seeing a lot of the footage. Somebody, I think, called it. You guys, you're here. We're here in L.A. Hi.
Hi.
Listen to people that live in L.A.
Yes.
Yeah.
First of all, it's four blocks. We are a city of, what, 4 million people? It is a tiny sliver, as you said yesterday.
Yeah.
And by the way, nothing's going on now. If you see the pictures, it looks as ridiculous as it is. I think someone said it's 60% ICE and National Guard and Marines. I don't know, 20% media, 10% protesters.
Yeah.
I mean, just these lines of soldiers guarding, you know, from nothing. It's okay. And it is, by the way, we got the number, $134 million taxpayer money. That's what this ridiculous reality show, and we shoot reality shows here. We recognize them.
Mm-hmm. I've been on one.
That's what this is costing you for this stupid stunt.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have my new things? Oh,
I do.
Oh, would you
like me to get up?
Yes,
and, okay.
Please. Yes.
Right. Sometimes
yes.
That frightens you when I do that.
I always assume there's some technical Armageddon coming. Yeah, I mean, thank God for social media in this moment when people, you know, can, and cell phones, and people can. This reminds me of the original. Where's the revolution where Twitter became, first became so prominent? I'll think of it. It's not in a Pat Benatar song. Listen.
Was that a revolution in like Iran, wasn't it?
I can't remember. All right. My point is, because thank you, people that are here are able to, you know, because obviously, particularly Fox is always going to be dishonest. Yeah. As we said, they've already been, there's outlets that have already been caught with like doing old footage and, you know, God knows what. And by the way, did I call it yesterday? You know, we talked to Karen from Chicago and others, and I'm like, this is coming soon to, a city near you. Yep. This is L.A. We're just a test run in this fascist playbook. MSNBC reports ICE is getting ready to send tactical units to five sanctuary cities led by Democratic mayors. The cities on the list are Seattle, Chicago, New York City, Philadelphia, and Northern Virginia. I mean, and here we go. Effort said, the same guy telling you L.A. is on fire told you people are eating dogs in Minnesota. Yep. It's all lies. Oh, my God. And he said, oh, Gavin Newsom's causing all this murder. Nobody's died. You know, if he has his way, somebody will. Mm-hmm. But nobody's died. It's like, what do you mean he's causing all this death?
Was that? Hello. 140 cops were injured in the Capitol riots, but not one has been injured.
Can we get our friend Harry Dunn? Harry, are you listening? Call me. I know, again, you keep saying I can imagine how they feel. No, I mean, they're, posting about it. Michael Fanone posted about it. I mean, it's, by the way, that was actually a hopeful one. I know it's like you always say, Chris, anecdotal sometimes. Mm-hmm. But Michael Fanone, Capitol Police officer, posted, I need you to know that in a Walmart here in Deep Red, Pennsylvania, I just stood next to a beefy white guy in his 60s, full beard, baseball cap, mechanic hands, cowboy boots, wearing a red, white, and blue T-shirt that said, some gave all, one had bone spurs. Sir, I said, I want to thank you for wearing that shirt. He looked me in the eye and he said, hold the line. Hashtag patriotism. That's what the call to arms was on January 6th. Hold the line. Mm-hmm. And they did. Michael Fallone and Harry Dunn are the reason why, our republic still stands. They held the line against actual insurrectionists that got pardoned, rather than... It's impossible to talk about this without the frame of January 6th. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. Oh, here it is. Yeah, Celeste says, this is a startling revelation and really reinforces just how much of an administration-stoked issue this is. Per ABC, there are more troops in L.A. than Iraq or Syria. Think about that. To guard four blocks that are largely peaceful.
That's right.
I mean, I don't even want to... Okay. So many... By the way, again, anecdotal, I'm hearing some... reports of conscientious objectors of military people that are like, I'm not going to the streets of an American city against Americans. I hope there'll be more. Because Larry Sabato, just on this disgrace at Fort Bragg. Oh, by the way, can someone let Trump know that the South lost the Civil War? We're going to name them all for Confederate generals. I'm superstitious. We won a lot of battles here.
Yeah. He did that to troll the libs, so I'm not paying any attention to that.
Okay. Yeah. He's right. Did you have a lot of... Really? The South did seriously won the Civil War now? Okay. Because are they going to be teaching that in school soon? Larry Sabato said Trump at Fort Bragg just had the soldiers behind him boo the news media, Biden, Newsom, Bass, and then playing in men playing in women's sports, quote unquote, while renaming army bases back to great loyal Americans like Robert E. Lee. So now the nation's soldiers are just props for an authoritarian. Mm-hmm. They're all props. The poor guys here sleeping on the floor with no food or water, with no orders because there's nothing to do that we're paying for. Okay. Thank you all the people from L.A. Bethany says, I'm in L.A. I want to clarify a few things. The protests have been confined to four streets in downtown L.A. The curfew is for one square mile in downtown L.A. Most of us never... I don't even know how long it took me before I even saw downtown L.A.
I'm down there a lot.
Yeah. Well, you're special. You do post stuff where I'm like, oh, that looks interesting. Where was he? I don't leave the basement. I should get out and do more.
No, there's a lot of beautiful stuff in downtown.
Yeah, no.
Nobody gets
down
there.
Well, when I was at USC, I mean, I obviously, but I'm just saying for years after that, I hardly ever, I mean, most people don't go
downtown, you know, anyway, city of LA is 403 square miles. LA County is 4,085 square miles. Context is important so as not to spread misinformation. Stop listening to people telling you LA is having riots, is on fire. Mm-hmm. And the ironic thing about that is when we were on fire, mm-hmm. they didn't help us. Trump made it worse. Yeah. Oh, I mean, just even to use that phrasing is so inflammatory to me. Okay. I'm going to need some more. My governor. Thank you.
Yesterday, LAPD had to protect and use their scarce resources to protect those National Guardsmen and women against protests that were incited because of their presence. And I say this as someone who's very proud of our National Guard and care deeply about them. They are being put into harm's way. And Donald Trump has created and manufactured a crisis that I assure you is going to be made significantly worse if they impose the Insurrection Act.
You know, that's where you can see this coming a mile away. Yeah. Right when you heard about the Marines, you're like, oh, no, he's going to deploy them, even though they're completely unnecessary. Did it. And I said this yesterday, Chris, we're okay. Insurrection Act is next, then martial law. This is what he's salivating for, mm-hmm. quite clearly. Yeah. Right. I mean,
or Stephen Miller. He's the one who's guiding all of this.
Oh, God.
He's talking about
what a hellhole where he grew up is. Right. Really? Santa Monica? Santa Monica's pretty nice. Do you have $4 million? That's about the low end to get to buy a house in Santa Monica. Really? Yeah. Oh, it's a hellhole, Stephen. Lord. So we, as you know, we have a restraining order against our, not even ex, our abusive current. A federal judge scheduled a hearing for Thursday, so this is tomorrow now, on the state's request for an emergency order. Hello, Judge. There's emergency in there for a reason, because people are going to die if this keeps escalating further with the United States military, deployed against American people. To bar the Trump administration from using the military for immigration enforcement activities, state officials asked U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer to issue a temporary restraining order today, but he instead granted the Trump administration's request for more time to respond. Time has always been Trump's friend. Yeah. Delay. Let him get away with more and more authoritarianism.
Sure. He's done that his entire career, when he was the developer. It was delay.
So Breyer gave the administration until 2 p.m. Is that today? To file a response, and so the plaintiffs could file a reply Thursday morning ahead of the hearing. So, again, this is a life or death situation. This is mission critical time here in Los Angeles. And I just, Chris, we were saying, I just want to join you in solidarity of being wrong, that there is another level of hatred that I can have for Donald Trump. I always think, no, this has got to be. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, nope, there's one more layer.
Oh, okay. All right.
One of my friend's nephews once said, he was really full from dinner, but then there was dessert. He's like, oh, no. And we were like, I thought you were full. He's like, oh, no, that's a different part of the stomach. That's a different, dessert is a different part.
And then he ended up like Mr. Creosote in Monty Python's The Meaning of Life.
Right. What I'm saying is I don't sometimes realize that there is another, I have another compartment available for hatred of Donald Trump.
No.
He calls Los Angeles a criminal trash heap. I know a lot of you hate him. It's just very personal for us in L.A. right now. And yesterday we played Christy Noem, Ice Barbie, saying that we're not a city of immigrants, we're a city of criminals. So she called all 4 million of us criminals.
Criminals.
The woman that works for the 34-count convicted felon in the White House.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yes, he said yesterday, within the span of a few decades, Los Angeles is at Fort Bragg to soldiers. Los Angeles has gone from being one of the cleanest, safest, most beautiful cities on earth to being a trash heap.
Don't know if it was ever the cleanest.
Did you see the air in the 70s?
Yeah, exactly.
to being a trash heap with entire neighborhoods under the control of transnational gangs and criminal networks. Yep, that's us. What's the Sesame Street character in the pile of garbage? That's us. We're in a
Oscar.
Yeah, we're Oscar. We're in a pile of garbage. Surrounded by transnational gangs, really? Like 24/7, pretty much, right?
That lady that sells, pineapple and papaya at the end of the street. She must be a
transnational gang member.
Of course.
Transnational pineapple gang.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten something from her?
No, but it looks
really
delicious.
It is
fresh.
Delicious. You should really
Yeah, well, you know
her.
What? You should enjoy it because we're not going to have fruit anymore. Oh, do you have nostalgia music? Here's an old person story, Bella. I don't know. Well, maybe you do know this because you're from, you know, near farm country in Northern California.
Yeah.
So I grew up in Lackport, New York, up the transit from Cheektowaga, Tonawanda, and Lackawanna. They're all Indian names for it is cold as out of here. I'm freezing my off. I got to get the out of here.
It's also Indian
and move
names
to Los Angeles.
You stole.
Pardon? What?
It's also Indian names whose land you stole.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I didn't personally steal the land in upstate New York, but yeah, someone did.
Okay.
Yeah. No one's illegal on stolen land. That's what some of the signs say.
Yeah.
Where was I?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, Chris and I were reminiscitating yesterday after the show.
As we are wont to
Because I'm
do.
Like, no one will answer the question, what American is going to go pick fruit for 12 hours a day in the blazing sun for $5 an hour?
Yeah.
Do you have a plan for how you're going to get any of your produce, most of which comes from California? And I was saying, when we were growing up, they you know, because I live near farm country, too, and they had these the little strawberry, like you could go pick your own strawberries.
Yeah.
See, it was a way to try to trick white people into free labor.
I hated that so much. It was always so hot and humid.
Right.
And I was bawling.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what it became, is a bunch of whiny little white kids after 5 minutes going, I'm hot.
I'd rather be watching the Brady Bunch on TV.
I'm hot. I'm tired. Mom, can we get ice cream? And then we would go. I'm like, white kids pick strawberries for 5 minutes without crying. Anyway, that was a story from my childhood.
did you ever go strawberry picking?
Oh, yeah. What was the one Underwood Family Farms or whatever?
Yeah, your parents are like, that'll be fun. Let's go pick cherries.
Thing.
And we'd be like, yay! And then bugs. I'm hot.
Yeah, my mom would gaslight me every time. Like, oh, you're just like strawberry shortcake, honey. Like, you're good. Okay. I'll live in a strawberry house too one day.
White people are too whiny. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, no one's answered that question. I mean, we can have this conversation until the cows come home in Fresno.
I am not from Fresno.
She's not from Fresno.
I just meant up there somewhere
Travis.
Where cows are.
Travis
somewhere.
Was from Fresno.
Right. Somewhere up there where cows are.
Yeah. Well, he's not even from Fresno. He's from Clovis. She's from close to the coast.
Yes, by the coast.
Yeah.
You know, they say it's not for everyone. Clovis is for nobody.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
No. Just kidding. I kid you, Clovis. All right, I'm running long because I didn't even get through the story yet before I detoured into our
strawberry land.
Yes, our stories of childhood, forced childhood labor.
I do like a strawberry shortcake, though.
Yes. And who doesn't?
Yeah.
21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My buddy, my pal. You know what? I have little travel packets. I'm very excited. I'm taking my Native Hydrate for my bike trip next week.
Yes.
I am taking my Native Path Collagen to go right in my coffee. Science has discovered a unique protein that may... We still support science here, the Stephanie Miller Show. Our entire... I've kept the entire CDC advisory panel to the Stephanie Miller Show in place. To tell you about collagen. It's a it's a protein that you could it supports joint cartilage regeneration. It's good for everything. All that stuff I used to take different things for, you know, hair, bones, nails, etc., your hair. I'm telling you, taking care of your fine lines and wrinkles. Native Path Collagen, it is all in there. A clean single ingredient formula. It's a hydrolyzed collagen peptides, and bam, completely flavorless, goes right in your coffee. You don't even know it's there, and you get two scoops a day, 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, any drink, completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency is the key. Get it. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
We're an unusual family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this year we've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. Credo Mobile is not taking down that Pride flag because winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, Transgender Law Center. money. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a difference. Just go now to credomobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at credomobile.com. Once again, that is credomobile.com. Use the code STEF25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. Credomobile.com, credomobile.com. Don't forget, type in STEF25. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My co-hosts love the gummies. I love the relief stick after exercise. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. For a limited time, save 25% off your entire purchase. CB Distillery, promo code Stephanie. CBDistillery.com, promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, The John and Gordy Show.
Do we get another voice
note
there?
Just to see if it works for us.
Troy from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Okay, thank you for that. Wow. So you can go to the Civic Media app. You know,
just collect them and start using them against me. Okay. I'm feeling persecuted now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know you're a very sensitive guy.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
At Council.
Stephanie Miller.
We move on, 'cause we're LA. We're LA strong.
Yeah, we are. Thank you, Karen Nash. We are LA strong. You, Cheetolini. Christopher, who said LA, it's horrible what's happened so quickly as the entire world can now see uncontrolled migration leads to chaos, dysfunction, disorder. Very simply, we'll liberate LA, we'll make it free, clean, safe again. It's happening very quickly.
New York Mayor Ed Koch.
No, that was a horrible guess. Stupid Mango Mussolini said that. By the way, good for Gavin Newsom calling him out on his lies in real time. Reporter said, when's the last time you spoke to Governor Newsom? Trump. A day ago, called him up to tell him, got to do a better job. He's doing a bad job, causing a lot of death. Zero deaths. Potential death. Oh, he's causing a lot of potential death. Yeah, sure. You know how that is.
Yeah. All Gavin... death is potential.
Thank you. We all have a potential death.
Exactly.
Sorry to be a buzzkill this morning. Gavin Newsom reposted that and said there was no call, not even a voicemail.
Nope.
Americans should be alarmed that a president deploying Marines onto our streets doesn't even know who he's talking to. Thank you.
And Newsom has Jake Tapper. Receipts, too.
Jake Tapper, is the book almost done yet? On the, what's going on? Hi. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hello. Hello, Karen. Hello, Karen. Oh, is that us? Is this
Chicago or Portland?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, Portland.
Yes.
Karen in Portland.
Oh, Karen in Portland. Sorry.
I was like, wait a minute.
Wait.
I know there's a Chicago Karen.
Sorry. Sorry.
I'm about ready to break. Anyways, real quick, first of all, love you guys. Been to several sexy liberals. Grew up in L.A. and now in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing, I feel your pain in terms of, obviously, it's next level there right now with the military. But, yeah, nothing was going on here.
Thank
and I
you.
Had my Trump relatives.
Yep.
I had my Trump relatives calling, Karen, are you okay? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm like,
we're good.
Exactly. Bob Seska next.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Milwaukee judge facing charges accused of helping a man here illegally try to avoid ICE agents has raised a lot of money for her defense. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
With her July 21st trial approaching, Judge Hannah Dugan's legal team has raised nearly $138,000 from thousands of small donors. That's according to JS Online. Dugan is charged with concealing an individual to prevent arrest and obstruction. Prosecutors say she helped a man avoid immigration agents in her courthouse by escorting him out of a back door. Her attorneys have asked for charges to be thrown out, arguing she acted within her official judicial capacity. Federal prosecutors yesterday argued for charges to proceed.
And we're seeing a surge in ER visits for tick bites over the last week or so. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the number of hospital visits for tick bites has doubled from the start of May to the start of June. We're seeing more this year than the same time last year. Unsurprisingly, the highest number of tick bites is in the Northwoods. Here in southern Wisconsin, there have been fewer hospital visits than we're seeing statewide. The best way to prevent tick bites is to wear bug spray, cover as much skin as you can with your clothes, and do tick checks after you've been in wooded areas with tall grass or brush. And yesterday we reported Wisconsin set a new record for tourism spending. Well, Madison and Dane County have done the same. Destination Madison says 9.2 million people visited the area last year. On average, they spent more than $4 million a day. Spending increased in a bunch of categories, including food and drink, lodging, retail, entertainment, and transportation. The hospitality industry gained 500 jobs here in Dane County as a result. Last year, Madison hosted Ironman, the World Dairy Expo, and the Wisconsin season of Top Chef aired on TV. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high of 60. Tomorrow, it will be cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome our pal and Key & Peele writer Rich Tallarico and Up North news editor Christina Laurie, and I talk fun Wisconsin stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Here's the thing, Mr. President, no matter what you do, no matter how much chaos you try to create to distract us, it's never going to be enough to make us forget that your buddy Elon wrote this about you last week. And you do want to see that list. He has been very successful bumping that out of the news.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That is the betting pool. Is the Epstein files is what the major thing he's trying to distract from. Yeah. All right, let's talk to our superhero friend.
Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why? Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Bob Seska, thank you, by the way, for your help from around the country. You said live cam of Los Angeles, Tuesday morning, 6:10, still not on fire, still totally normal. Don't believe the authoritarian propaganda. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. We have to, like, you know, put out the basic facts. Those of us that live there are being told by, you know, maggots from Alabama that our city, I mean, Karen from Portland, which, as we know, burned to the ground, was very nice to call us in solidarity where we sit here in cinders in L.A., which is totally burned to the ground. I mean, it's insane, Bob. It's insane. There's more, you know, like, as I was saying, the vast majority is law enforcement and media. There's nothing happening here.
Right. And speaking of media, it's the news media, whether inadvertently or intentionally, is amplifying the fascist authoritarian propaganda we're getting from the White House. So I get the idea of if it bleeds, it leads. That's been a dominating maxim among journalists
Is the head dead yet?
For
dirty
many,
laundry.
Many years.
Give us dirty laundry.
Oh, yes, of course. And so they love publishing the most inflammatory, shocking looking imagery that goes along with events like
this. Stop and saying and riots. There's no riots. Stop saying riots, right?
And then the use of the word riots, which is staggeringly inaccurate. It makes it seem like the whole city, the entire Los Angeles basin, is erupting in a conflagration of flames and disaster, and it's really not. It's a couple of blocks, as you were saying.
Yeah.
And so it's our duty as parts of the independent media to make sure we correct the record and get the word out about what's really happening on the ground there. And it's not what we're seeing on CNN or coming out of the White House, which they all have a vested interest in inflaming and making sure that people believe that there's a disaster taking place in Los Angeles that requires the Marines to go in somehow to put it down.
Thank you.
And
I was saying, Bob, I so appreciate everybody on social media. Archer says, when you actually know living, breathing people in L.A. and the protests aren't riots and 80% of the city is carrying on as normal, you guys, Fox News is not real news. Toby said the L.A. protests are so, quote unquote, violent. Fox News is having to show videos and still images from protests from the first Trump administration to fill their round the clock lying about what's really going on in L.A. I'm not being sarcastic. They really are showing video and images that are over 5 years old to support their narrative of violent left mob.
That's right. And, you know, I want to make sure I give credit where credit is due to the great Malcolm Nance, who's, I assume, going to be on the show later.
Yes.
He suggested that we play certain kinds of music as
in the
Donald
Navy,
Trump's federal agents go
marching. YMCA, turn it into a dance
YMCA,
party.
YMCA, others. I did a public service on my podcast, on my Tuesday episode of my show, where I played the Calliope clown car version of the Imperial March by the great John Williams.
Yeah.
I just played it. Interrupted.
We
have that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yes, we do. And in fact, in the A block of my podcast, I played it uninterrupted without any commentary over top of it so people can clip it out, isolate it, and play it during maybe even this weekend during Donald Trump's Small in the Pants parade, as JoJo calls it.
You said, you retweeted Elliot, who said brand new polling from YouGov out this morning, find Trump's action regarding L.A. underwater. I would hope so.
Yeah.
Double-digit disapproval on sending in Marines. This should be a reality check for those people arguing the protests inherently helped Trump because his administration approval is positive. This, not this. I mean, again, this is not, I don't think, what people thought. I don't know what to say anymore about Trump voters. I don't know what they thought, but I'm not sure the level of Marines deployed against Americans was what they thought.
Right.
Well, what this has ultimately done is once again solidified his base. He hasn't expanded his level of support at all by taking these actions. In fact, I imagine he's driven some people away. There was another poll, I think it was a YouGov poll, that asked people if you could have a do-over of the 2024 election.
Yeah.
5% of Trump voters said they would vote for Kamala Harris.
Oh, in a they do-over say Kamala was right about everything, which is available now at StephanieMiller.com.
Oh, yes.
L.A.
Oh,
resident, God. Kamala Harris, yes.
And as we know, Donald Trump won the election by a point and a half. So you give him that 5 points, or you give Kamala Harris the five points of Republicans who would change their vote if they had a chance to do have a do-over.
Yeah. No,
and that's the election. Suddenly we have President Kamala Harris.
Yeah, you posted his sinking approval ratings just through June. And also, you retweeted Christopher Webb, who said, due process on pause. ICE is detaining people without charges and blocking attorney access. I hope L.A. and California are transparent about the data, because I bet most of these folks have no criminal record, just moms, dads, and young people doing the work that most Americans won't touch. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, again, there's reporting, I forget where it is, about, you know, of course, this is all Stephen Miller just going, get everybody.
Yep.
We need to get the numbers up. I mean, everybody can see what's happening here. Biden and Obama deported way more people. This is all a show. He's just get the numbers up. I don't care. Just grab. Bob, that's what's happening in L.A. That's what started this. They're just grabbing brown people. I mean, kids, mothers. I don't know if you saw the footage yesterday of them literally prying a baby out of a mother's arms while they handcuff her. I mean,
one tragedy after another that we're seeing playing out on video. And, you know, I think we need to be sharing more of that. We need to be circulating more of that. Once again, not only independent media, but people who are active on social media. This is how we push back, because it's the human story of all of this, not necessarily the Donald Trump story, the human story that changes people's minds. If we go back to when Kilmer Garcia was prominent in the news, making headlines, leading off cable news segments. Donald Trump's approval numbers on immigration dropped rapidly to being underwater. So his disapprove was higher than his approval ratings on immigration. That's his strongest issue area.
Yeah.
But when Kilmer Garcia dropped out of the news, when people stopped covering it, his numbers went back up. So
I mean,
it's the human stories that make a difference.
Bob, nobody is for illegal immigration. And let's remind people, we had a bill that Trump told them to kill. He wanted this problem. He created this problem for politics, and people are going to die because of it. I mean,
In fact, Gavin Newsom, in his speech, I wrote this down because I thought it was so spot on. And I've had my issues with Gavin Newsom, as we all have this past year.
He said
Donald Trump chose theatrics over public safety.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he's doing. As I said, he's, you know, kind of solidifying his base by taking these actions and thinking it's going to make him look like a strong leader.
Tough guy.
And he's
because of Taco. How much you want to bet what's triggering him is the Taco thing, the Taco fell, him stumbling up. He's such a tiny, tiny, whiny baby, right?
Yeah.
This is part of just got to look like a tough guy.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
and a lot of it is Stephen Miller who is goading him on with all of this. And, you know, we know that Stephen Miller is the worm tongue, the Rasputin of the Trump administration, who is, you know, behind the scenes implementing just the worst ideas and driven by the worst biases and racism.
Can you please Google average home price Santa Monica, California?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because as you know, it's a flaming hellhole where he grew up.
Oh, yes. That's right.
And I think you got to have about $4 million for a starter house at Santa Monica. I'm not sure, but okay.
Time for some disaster capitalism, you know.
Speaking of Newsom, you retweeted, Newsom is skating to the puck for once. God bless. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The average home value in Santa Monica is $1,735,193.
Okay. It's almost $2 million. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, for houses, it might be up there, but there are also condos and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ron Filipowski, you know, said one thing Newsom has shown is the key to effectively deal with Trump and the MAGA propaganda machine. You must respond immediately and call out the lies. You can't wait till hours or days later, then answer in a press conference, statement, scripted speech, all
Democrats should learn from this. I mean, 2028 is a long way away, but I'm telling you, people are saying that all over social media, like, this is the Gavin Newsom, right? You know,
He's running for sure.
The thing that gave me hope, he said yesterday, because you had your favorite quote, he said, because I said all week, I hope he's learned his lesson about this palling around with right-wingers and trying to move to the center or work with Trump. Gavin Newsom said yesterday, I've tried to work with him. You can't work with Donald Trump. You can only work for him, and I will not. I refuse to work for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, right? That's what I kept saying, is stop. You can't work with a fascist to help them bring in fascism more quickly, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's impossible. I mean, this is a guy who manipulates and uses the people around him, exploits the people around him, and they, for some reason, continue to line up with him. I'll never understand that, because what we know is that everyone who gets close to Donald Trump eventually gets thrown into the meat grinder and gets a wacky nickname and is thrown out of the loop. See also Elon Musk, and he's learning that lesson quickly.
By the way, asked what crimes Gavin Newsom committed, Trump says his crime, quote-unquote, is being a bad governor, groundbreaking legal theory from the guy with 34 felony convictions. I mean, it just goes from, right, encouraging Holman to arrest Newsom. I mean,
the crime he committed, Donald Trump said the crime Gavin Newsom committed was being elected governor.
Right, running
for governor. The authoritarianism is just leaking out of Donald Trump every damn day, every time he's in front of a microphone.
I told the story.
Just see more evidence of it.
I used to go, you know, visit my mom like all the time when she was, you know, in the nursing home with Alzheimer's at the end of her life. And I always tell the story, Bob. This is like a very ruby red county. In North Carolina, this was like auto repair. Just had a sign in the window that said Gavin Newsom sucks. And I was like, but it tells you how like sort of threatened they are by him. Because I'm like, how do you even what? And this was like a couple of years ago. I'm like, you know. Anyway.
Yeah. But what they do with Gavin Newsom is they attack him the same way they attack Nancy Pelosi, because of his connection to San Francisco and California. They, you know, San Francisco liberals is code word. It's MAGA code word for, oh, he's gay, or he supports gay people.
Too pretty to be straight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and here it is, because it's interesting talking to you, Bob. You've got your, you know, the small in the pants parade coming up in D.C.
Yeah.
We've got what's going
JoJo
on.
JoJo is awesome for that.
I know. And we've got, you know, this going on in L.A. Timothy said $134 million for the stunt in L.A. And by the way, I think they confirmed the deployments for 60 days. Really?
Yep.
To just stand here. I mean, it's okay. $90 million for his parade, $3 million every time he goes golfing, $1 billion to turn his bribe into Air Force One. Donald is an expensive mistake. He just keeps getting worse. He is like President Money Pit.
It's not about spending for Donald Trump. He's not concerned about spending money, although he is a notorious cheapskate.
Yeah.
It's more about what he's spending it on. When he's spending it on things that aggrandize him, that make him seem kingly, or like, you know, what he is, an authoritarian dictator, that's the money he's willing to spend, because it reinforces his hold on power in the United States, his ability to destroy democratic norms. And so that's all valid spending as far as Donald Trump goes. And he's perfectly happy doing that.
And to close on your point about polling that you've been talking about, Bob, is Timothy said both sides are the same. Kamala would have wrecked the economy, thrown herself a military parade, and been on the brink of martial law inside of 5 months, really? There is more and more, you know, leopard face-eating people every day, it appears.
And indication that voters in the United States, and this is not all voters, be clear about that, but we need to learn how to prioritize what's important for not just the near term, but for the long term, and create a balance between those things. Because what we're constantly doing, especially on the left, is shooting ourselves in the foot by chasing after things that end up backfiring, and we end up with Donald Trump and authoritarianism in the United States, where we could have had, just by a wafer-thin margin, we could have had something different now, yet here we are.
Yeah. What's it called again? What's it called? Imperial what? Imperial clown car? What did we label it?
Yeah, I think that's the name of the file. Oh. Imperial clown
here,
car.
Here, courtesy
March
of Bob Seska. Recording.
Mm-hmm.
going to bring this on a loudspeaker and Mark Hamill with me.
Yes. Play that as Donald Trump's parade goes marching on by. It's a great way to peacefully resist an authoritarian small in the pants parade. I just can't get enough of that. That's a great.
I'm going to say, I'm going to have the best dish to pass. Going to be like, it's Mark Hamill. I brought Luke Skywalker.
Right. Yeah. Outstanding.
All right, love you, Bob. See you next week.
Love
oh,
you,
I
Stephanie.
Won't see you next
Thank
week.
You. No.
You'll be talking to Jody for the 11 billionth time because she'll be filling
oh,
in for me next
yeah.
week. And on your
right.
show twice and then her show. So good.
She's doing 38 shows
yes,
now every
it's
week.
Jody
it's
week.
An amazing feat.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Love you, honey. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock.
Oh, yeah.
If you are a homeowner, even in the flaming hellhole of Santa Monica, apparently. Thank you, Stephen Miller. Listen, check your home title. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. They forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, just like that. Your home title has been transferred out of your name. They take out loans on your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection mm-hmm. notice or a foreclosure. When is the last time you checked your home title? If the answer is never, do something about
it.
Home Title Lock. Find out today if you've already been a victim. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts, and if fraud happens, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go now, quickly. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Hey, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit. The Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. That's Knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Ever feel
feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry. At Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by our badly needed chill this week in L.A. Brought to you by CB Distillery. Yep. We need a little bit of chill. Yo, what up? CB Distillery. CB Distillery's stock-up sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or, say someone is in the Oval Office that... Okay, this isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery sleep products. Personally, I will be stocking up on the relief stick. I'm doing a little bike trip with my sister and brother-in-law next week. I'm going to need that relief stick for my lower back. Bonnie and Clyde need it for grooming day, right? Sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after workouts. Whether CB Distillery is part of your routine or you've been curious about trying it, now's the time to stock up 40% off everything. Discover the healing benefits of CBD. CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. 55 minutes after the hour, we've had our first slice of man meat. Malcolm Nance coming up.
Yes.
And then Carlos Alzerachi in hour three. By the way, Marsha Warfield, who I love, comedian extraordinaire, said that if the situation in L.A. escalates, Trump should be indicted for inciting a riot. Yes, thank you.
Yep.
For the second time, since we didn't put him in jail like we should have for the first time. Beckman says Trump keeps ordering more and more troops to L.A. because he's upset he's not getting the riot he wants. It is so transparent. The guy is desperate for an excuse to impose more martial law. Yep. And good on you, L.A., for not giving it to him. Mayor Bass told us yesterday, everything was fine Thursday in L.A. Trump
peaceful.
Has completely provoked and escalated this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And especially now, there's barely anything going on. All there are troops standing around, right?
That being said, she did say yesterday that there's going to be a lot of cleanup.
Yes, and we are going to help.
Yes, we are.
Let us know. And we,
yes.
By the way, can I just say the actual legal authority he used was protecting federal buildings? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? You're sending in the Marines for some graffiti? By the way, I hate graffiti. I got tagged not too long ago. It's a pain in the ass. I used to feel bad. My little dry cleaner down here had to keep, you know, small businesses, they got to keep paying to clean it up.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, so trust me, I'm not a fan, but you don't call in the Marines or shoot people for tagging, you know? I mean, it's so absurd.
Well, it upset Trump because all the graffiti says...
Trump. Like, it's the nature of the graffiti. If it had said "Hail Trump," he'd be like, "That's fantastic. I love those artists. I'm going to honor them at the Smithsonian."
All of the national news organizations are having trouble finding a place to place a camera because they don't want, you know, obscenities.
Oh no, please. The whole point of this is Trump. Hi, Amanda in Richmond. Hello.
Oh, you touched on the, I know it's not the biggest deal right now, but Trump renaming the Confederate name bases back.
Yes, he is not aware that the South lost the Civil War, apparently. He said...
I want to fight someone. I worked at one of those bases up until March, and it was named after two African Americans, and he wants to change it back.
Yeah.
And they're getting cute with it because they're like finding people who had the same name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yes.
We know what it's about. And it's I'm about to lose my mind, Steph.
I know. I swear to God, he's like, we won a lot of battles there. I'm superstitious. Right. Okay.
Lost a lot of battles, too.
Yeah, right. Including the, you know, major one, big one. Okay, 58 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance, Carlos says Rocky, all coming up on The Big Shoe.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen join us for a Wednesday roundtable, along with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area for his new take on Governor Evers. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite steps taken by city leaders to discourage gathering, a sixth night of protests continued in Los Angeles overnight. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
LA Mayor Karen Bass issuing a curfew for downtown LA that could last several days, hoping it'll stop vandalism and looting of businesses.
Law enforcement will arrest individuals who break the curfew, and you will be prosecuted.
But protesters continue to pour into the streets of downtown LA. And when hundreds of protesters briefly blocked traffic on the 101, police pounced.
The Los Angeles curfew has now been lifted. Anti-ICE protests taking place on Tuesday in many cities, including New York, Chicago, Milwaukee, Atlanta, and Boston. Tesla CEO Elon Musk appears to be having a change of heart about what he's posted about President Trump. He went on X saying he regrets some of his past posts. Slight rise in inflation on a month-to-month basis, the government says. This is ABC News.